Would you introduce yourself, please, and tell us what office you're running for?
Hi, I'm Wes Easton. I'm running for Bell Fountain City Council at large.
Tell us why. Why do you want to be a councilman?
I was born here, raised here in Logan County. Went to school at Bell Fountain. My wife is a teacher here in Bell Fountain. You know, we've raised three kids here at Bell Fountain. All three of them attended Bell Fountain City Schools. Very active in the community. I've been working in Bell Fountain for over 30 years. I've owned my own business for the last 20 of that here in Bell Fountain, around the street corner of Lake and Main. We raised our family here in Bell Fountain. We live in an older part of the city, so our house is over 100 years old. We can walk to the downtown Bell Fountain, which is just looking so much better, and excited for all the growth and opportunity that's down there. But more than anything, I want to run for council. Is to, you know, make Bell Fountain a place that my children, you know, after they go to college away, but then they want to come back home, raise my grandchildren here in Bell Fountain. So I guess it's a little bit selfish.
If you do make it on the council, what kind of direction do you think the council ought to be going, especially with terms of growth of the city?
Well, I think growth of the city has been talked about for 50 years. If you look at our population, it hasn't really changed much in a long time. It's been really flatlined. So certainly there needs to be something to spark that, or else we're going to lose good people, good businesses, smart people, hardworking people to go to other communities just for the opportunity. So growth definitely has to be there, not only in the housing, but certainly in whatever businesses and opportunities are here, you know, whether it's restaurants or services, retail, all of those things. I think a good model would be just look at what the revitalization has been just in our downtown area. It's so much fun to go down there and walk around and go to the shops and interact with local business owners and, you know, see your neighbors that you probably wouldn't have saw either, you know, outside of interaction like that.
With the growth going on now, we have the projects, Marist Park and so on. Does Bell Fountain need more housing? Is this something that we ought to keep growing, putting up more affordable housing or some different types of housing?
Well, I think that number is always changing, isn't it? I mean, we shouted that we wanted growth for so long, and then we get some growth, and then people are upset at growth. And then we don't want low-income housing, but we want affordable housing. We don't want expensive houses, but we don't, you know, it's just... What is it that we really want? I feel like no matter what you do, somebody is always upset. If you want to attract young people and families to be here, you got to have good schools, you got to have a good community, you got to have a safe community, you got to have good infrastructure, and you know, the housing certainly has to be affordable. But what is that? What is that number for affordable? It's different for everybody. That's why so many residents are moving to Bell Fountain is for cost of living. So I think, you know, I think that always needs to be weighed out. I'm not sure what that number always is. And I guess that's why we need to hear from all sides to try and make the best decision for, you know, what it looks like for the future.
With that, would you say that growth would be the number one, I wouldn't say problem, number one issue that the council faces?
There's always a hot button on the docket, it seems like. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it is easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, though, and pass judgment after the fact, like, oh, I wish I would have did this, or they should have did that. But as far as, like, additional growth in Bell Fountain, I mean, I believe that is our goal, isn't it? I mean, we want our local residents to benefit from, I mean, I look at all the different places you can grab coffee now in this city. I mean, it's amazing, the opportunities and the variety and the vibrancy that it brings along with just having more people, more diverse people, younger people. It's definitely, I think it should be on the forefront for sure.